All right, let's answer this. Let's answer this question and finish up the sugya because it's
driving me crazy.
Exactly. All right. So what? No, we'll finish this. This is easy. Muksa will never finish. Okay, but just so you know, like. So what's the question? So we left off with the Bahag. The Ramban says, which you remember already. The Ramban says that what's the idea of Ner Shabbos? It's a.
Common.
The Bahag, you said.
No, the Ramban.
The Ramban says Ner Shabbos.
Okay, that's what he says factually. What's the idea? What? Good. It's an act of Hachana, like any other act of Hachana, right? So you're preparing for Shabbos. Okay. Bahag says no. When you light near Shabbos, it creates Isra Malacha. So what kind of idea is that? What's that idea? And what does he mean? What does the Ron says? He says Shemina Chachamim Haya Shemalacha Achrona Shayu Osim Erev Shabbos Haysal Lakas in there. And that's the key line, that the last Malacha you do in Erev Shabbos is Halakas in there. Why? And why? In other words, why couldn't it be, let's say, a different Malacha? I don't know. Chorish, or I don't know, digging a hole, whatever. What is it about candle? What's the idea the Bahag's proposing? So the first, one second, the first thing, Mati's made a very good step, all right? I'm assuming you realize that's a good step he made. Mati made a beautiful step. Mati's trying to say that there's something about the fact that you're doing a melacha, right? That there's a melacha taking place, and now that melacha indicates from this point on, no more melacha. Okay? No. No, he's saying more than that. He's saying
full day of no malacha, I have to do malacha first.
He's saying that before you enter into the world of Isra Malacha, you must do a malacha.
Why?
Oh, why? But one second. Step by step.
Why do you need the
candle?
I will get the candle. First malacha. Okay, I'll show you. Why would you need the malacha? I'll tell you the reason why. Think about it, okay?
In order to have a lack of work, you need to work. Is that then where I'm on the first one?
Getting even better, broader. Take even broader than that. What?
Okay, what do
you mean Nikashvi means recognizing that now today is a day of withdrawal from the normative work. I just said it's a fulfillment. Nikr means recognized, right? Kiyum is fulfillment. Shvisa means removal from the creative world. Okay? That's what it means. One second. Yeah.
What's he asking?
No, so let me ask you a question. Broaden what you're saying. In other words, if you're going to, I know it sounds strange to say that. Like, this is what the Ron is trying to drive us at. You have to do a malacha, right? You must, in order for Shabbos to emerge, you must do a malacha, okay? Okay, now, but why though? Why should that be the case? Nair will be the last step, okay? Nair's the last step. But let me ask you a question. What is it doing that's so beautiful? We do it.
How does the Ron say that?
Because he says, Shemina Chama Yasha Malacha Achrona. So I'm saying, what does malacha achrona mean? What I'm learning malacha achrona mean is that the last thing you do is malacha. That's what means on malacha korona. Not that there's no malacha on Erev Shabbos. He's saying the last thing you do before Shabbos is the malacha. That's what Erev Shabbos is. It's the malacha. We'll get to hold on. We have to answer why candle. We'll get to
why malacha in general.
Actually, why do you say candle? Why do you have to do malacha in general? Why do you have to do candle? Why do you have to do malacha?
Because that's how I'm learning the run. Because he says, I saw halakas in there. What is that final malacha? Halakas in there. But first you have to understand, Shabbos, according to Bahag's formulation, it's, okay, so, but what is that doing? In other words, think about what it's doing.
In order to stop doing malacha,
I don't, when I say ma'abdil, I don't mean like a havdalah ma'abdil, but it's demonstrating that now chol's ended, and what's began? Shabbos. But in the framework of malacha, not a kedusha sayom. In other words, the second step you have to take is that, so what's it doing now? So now what it's doing is that it's saying, it's like Yaakov put it well, it's a cessation, right? But it's not creating Kedusha Sayyom cessation. It's saying that now I'm exiting the world of Chol, of Malacha, and entering the world of Isra Malacha. So you need an action. So you use a Malacha to exit that world into this new world. Oh, no, it's okay, one second, even better though. So why do they take that Malacha? Yeah.
What is the cessation of the
It won't be cessation.
What?
No, it can happen. There's two ways it can happen. Either but then
say it's not working at then on 9 in the morning.
Right.
Right. So why that is a cessation.
No, but you didn't do a malacha to make it cease.
What do you need then?
Okay, because what is it? One second. If you're gonna create the strongest possible distinction between the world of malacha and ain't a malacha, what would you do before you enter the world of ain't a malacha? A malacha. That's what it's trying to do. It's trying to say that this moment in time, I've now done my last malacha, I mean, I've done this malacha, and now I can enter into the world of Eina Malacha. It's the greatest contrast you could possibly have. There's no greater contrast than to say that now I just did a malacha, and now I'm in the world of Eina Malacha.
And you need the strongest.
Need what?
Malacha before non-malacha.
No, because again, the question is: we have an idea in Shabbos of being being like, for instance, Mavdil Min Kodesh L'Chol. Okay, so what is that? What's the idea of Mavdil Min Kodesh L'Chol? What is that idea? What? Say, no. Let's say the Kedushas Hayom. Forget Shvisa. And Kedushas Hayom. Everyone likes the word Shvisa all of a sudden. And Kedushas Hayom, right? What do you need? There's an idea where you differentiate one day from the other. Like for instance, the Baha'i is not that much different than Ramban insofar as there's an idea of preparing for Shabbos, right? Okay, like. Nice clothing, good food. Why? Because what does that do? It shows you that Shabbos is distinct. But the Baha'i is suggesting that in the world of Malacha, you require something to do to show that now I'm leaving the world of Malacha and entering the world of Eina Malacha. So the best thing to do to do that would be a Malacha. If I sat... No, one second. You've been doing labor all week, right? But now, I know you want to know why a candle, right?
No. I want to know why we need like two specific... Everyone,
you have to do a creative action. You have to do a creative action prior to entering into the world where you're no longer engaged in creative actions. No. Take a step back. There's two ways Shabbos can start. Okay. One way is astronomically. You can't avoid that outcome. Okay. But there's another idea where there is an idea where man accepts Shabbos upon himself. The Ram doesn't have the idea of Tosefis, but there's an idea of a Tosefis. Because there's an idea, in your mind, you need to create the starkest contrast between what Shabbos is and Chol. In every possible way. Again, you wear special clothes for Shabbos. Why? Because you're distinguishing Shabbos from the rest of the week. So it exists here also, but it's saying in the realm of Malacha, not that I have a special light, but that the world of Malacha is now contrasted.
It should be once you put on your...
So now you want to know, what is it about candle? What? No, it can't be Shabbos. That's not a malacha. That's not a malacha.
It's contrast.
But it's not a malacha. It's a hachanah. It's not a malacha contrast. You're contrasting the world of malacha from Eina Malacha. That's a separate world. That's the world of creativity in the physical world from none. That's what you're doing by... And what better way to do it than to do a creative action? That is the ultimate way to show that I'm now no longer in that world. It is. But this is a you're right. You're asking. Hold on a second. Bahag doesn't say the only thing you have to do is light a candle. We have an idea of Ner Shabbos. He's saying, what is Ner Shabbos functioning to do? You understand? That doesn't exclude the other things, like wearing a coat or whatever it might be. Those aren't excluded. They're part of the very thing. But this is different. This is saying, in the realm of Malacha itself. That's what he's suggesting. In the realm of Malacha. Okay? But I'll prove it to you why Ner. What is it about Nair?
Why Nair is
created? Yeah, right. What is it about Nair?
What is it about Nair that creates the...
Why they choose Nair?
The great separation or just why?
Yeah. What is it about Nair? Something
that
about Nair.
Separation?
Yeah, well, we know the the separation is created through Malacha. That we can say. That we can understand, I think. All right. The question now is, why they choose Nair? Of all the things to choose. Yeah. Can't be shown bias. Yeah.
Because that malacha is leading towards the betterment of your shop.
It's always digging a hole so I can water my plants.
He's right. Think about the structure of malacha. Think about the structure of malacha. Yeah, okay, no, okay, so what is it about Nair? Yeah.
Nair produces shown bias.
No, okay, great. But other, you mean
You see from that that the.
Yeah, but there's other malachas I could do that could produce a positive outcome to help my Shabbos. Okay. Right? What is it about Nair? You gotta be a little, what do you call it?
Nair illuminating.
Nair is a very not physical thing.
What?
It's not solid. It's not. There's no mamash.
Okay. You're right. Come on. But look, so far as the mice is concerned, what makes a Nair very unique in Malacha? Of all Malachas, Nair is something that in a almost like a metaphysical way
it
that nothing
eventually.
We know that it's transient. So all the Malachas have it also.
You don't lose any light by
lighting. That's true. That's a property of Nair. I don't dispute that. But what is it about the Maisa? What is it about the Maisa Halakha's Nair?
It's not direct?
Nope. Okay. What do you think of the Maisa Halakha? What do you think? There's something unique about it. Thank you. That's it.
What?
It's the ultimate expression of Malacha because you're creating something from Nothing.
It's not nothing.
Of course it's not. I don't mean nothing like tohu vavohu. What I mean nothing insofar is that of all actions of creativity, you're starting with something that, what do you have in front of you? Zero. Let's say I want to dig a hole, okay? I have in front of me, if I have in front of me, what do you call it, a dirt, right? In a sense, I have a hole in potentia. You don't see that by...
Exactly. No, you have the same exact...
No, there's no greater expression of... Exactly, Ariel put it very well.
No,
there's no greater expression of man's creativity than that.
The same way that the hole could be dug, the same way...
No, because you don't understand, you have to understand the difference between fire versus like digging a hole. Here, I have in front of me, I have dirt. Right? So now the dirt happens to be on the ground. Now I'm taking that dirt, taking it out and moving it over here. But the dirt was always there. Okay? But you can't say that by fire. I'm creating the fire. When I light the match creates it. If you ask people, what are you doing? It's not, because you're thinking creating so far as God is concerned. But as far as creative actions.
It's built into it.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
And I'm trying to
find... Built into the laws of the world, friction does that.
Then according to you, those are things of creative action.
Maybe that's only for God.
Oh, one second, but we know that what does every malacha share in common? Creativity. Every malacha shares in common, I'm creating something.
Okay.
I dig a hole, I've created a hole now.
It's not creating.
It is, but it doesn't partake of the same creativity that fire does.
It's
fire,
the same thing, they're both built into the way the world
And now we just, no, but then there's nothing creative then.
Maybe.
But John, you're making a critical methodological error. Okay, do you agree to such a thing as creative actions or not?
Okay.
Okay, there are. So in malachas and Shabbos, we know digging a hole is... creative. Cutting hair is creative. Writing letters is creative. All those things are creative actions, right?
Okay.
So what I'm saying is that in the realm of a... It is. You're over an issue. That's a separate question why it's considered creative, but that's considered creative action. But all those things are creative. But you have ink.
You have the fire.
So, of course, fire is also... Energy,
yeah. You're right, but I'm saying we're not physicists.
But yeah, right, but the average man, fire appears more.
Right.
The average creation, the average
exactly. It's not a scientific thing. It's saying the way you relate to creative actions, this one partakes of the greatest expression of creativity.
Whatever.
Okay, so think about it. Yeah.
Music.
What about it?
By the way, just like
Israel
of music.
Yeah, that's a lot more.
But there's no malacha of music on Shabbos. But taking one small step back, okay, the overall machlokas, not Ramban Bahad, but the overall issue comes up of when it comes to a Maisa. See, everyone agrees you need a Maisa Kabbalah. The Ramban doesn't talk about
that?
A Kabbalah, an action of acceptance. Maybe the Ramban doesn't talk
Kabbalah
about
is
that.
Acceptance.
But the Rush does.
Acceptance,
yeah. Look at the Rush. Look at the Rush, and number five. He says, Mikan Masha Shekabbalah Shabbos in a Tzluya Balakas Ner. Right? And then he says later on, Venira de Kabbalah Shabbos Tzluya B'Tzfilas Arbis. So what is he saying? But the Rush is telling you there is an idea of a Kabbalah. There's still an idea that a person accepts Shabbos upon himself. The only question is, does he require this idea of this final malacha or not? That's one. I brought the Rush in to show you that point. Now, that's the Svara, okay? Where things get fascinating is how this works out halakha l'maisa, okay? Because what's very fascinating is, like I said before, I asked you before, if you ask anyone today what happens when you light near Shabbos, what do they tell you?
It's Shabbos.
It's Shabbos, right? I don't think anyone has this idea, but I'm saying they'll tell you it's Shabbos, right? No, I'm saying what we just, yeah. Okay, so take a look at the Beis Yosef. The Beis Yosef already senses, halachically speaking, how things aren't so clear. Look at number six. He says, "Where's your packet?" So go get it. No, you're not. Okay, so listen. He says, he quotes a Maram that whose minog was, and he said that you had to make a tanai. Kodem sheyadlik she'ena mekabel Shabbos ad sheyaser miyado aner shehidlik bo, right? Oh, ad tefila. Dimlo kein ayam tatlo b'iser achas shehidlik ner shel Shabbos. Now, even early, what is he saying? Even early indication now of leaning towards the Bahag. But he also says, what does a person have to do? It's a funny thing. I don't know if the Bahag would agree with this, but if you light near Shabbos and you say to yourself, what?
This is not my
acceptance of Shabbos, right? Bedafka. Where is that very similar to?
Eden and Kippur.
Before. Right. Before Yom Kippur, if a person says to himself, I'm having a meal, but this is not my Sudam of Sekes. I still plan on eating afterwards. When you get together with your family, you have a Sudam of Sekes, right? If you don't, if you have in mind that I still plan on eating after the Sudam is over, put aside Brachas and Sricha, so you can do that. Same thing here. In other words, the Beis Yosef is telling you that, or if you don't, right, or Atfila, right? Because if not, what does he say? He says, then you have a problem. If I'm holding, think about it. If I'm holding a candle in my hand, all right, and I make the bracha of lahadik ne'er, and then I light it. Now you're going to have a big problem, according to the Baha'i. You're holding something that's muksa, right? That's a big problem. So that's why if you hold the candle when you light it, you must have in mind that you're going to not accept Shabbos. So you already see an early indication from the Beis Yosef leaning towards the Baha'i. Yeah?
It's not entirely
good. So the Torah adds... Right. Achrakan. Okay. Batosos kaso. What's very weird about the Torah? What? No. Who does he passing like? Who are you passing like? What? Exactly. Isn't that strange? It's a strange thing. The Torah is a paskin. The Torah just brings down both shitas. You're not going to see the Torah do that quite often. So to me, in my mind, that suggests to me that it's not such an easy issue. But look at the Shulchan Aruch. Forget the Rambam for now. Look, go to number 9. Okay? Look at the Shulchan Aruch writes. He says, Lebahag, Kevin Shehidlik Nier Shabbos, we will go good. Kevin Shehidlik Nier Shal Shabbos, by Chal of Shabbos, Vanessa Ramalacha. So look at the way the Mechaber writes. He says that according to the Bahag, once I light, it's Isser Malacha. The Al Pizeh, and because of this, right? Listen to this. Nohagos Ksas Nashim, right? There are some women whose minhag was. She'achar Shebarcho Behiliko B'Shabbos, right? Mashlichos La'aretz Apsila Shebiyadan Shelikova. Okay, the end of Machabes Osa. This is famous. What do you do with it? If you hold that lighting candles produces Isser Malacha, what do you do with the match? What? You drop it. What? It's a problem. If you really believe, this is a famous question. If you really believe that lighting near Shabbos produces Isser Malacha, well, you use a match. What do you do with the match after you light the near Shabbos? You have to drop it. What? We'll get to that. I'm saying for now, what would you have to do? Well, you have to drop it. Now, you know what's funny though? Why does he say no hugos? It sounds like it should be chayavos, right? It's funny he says that. All right? I don't know. I can't answer that. I'm saying it's funny he says no hugos. Okay?
Is there a way to light without having matches?
What?
Is there a way to light without having matches? Lighting is...
How did they used to light
before they had matches? It's like a wood chip that they would, what do you call it? That would be lit. Theoretically, yes. Because you can be shamish. There's other external issues of why you shouldn't, but it's not like Hanukkah where you can't be... that's Machalkas also, but yeah. But who says you have to light more than one candle?
What?
Who says you have to light more than one candle? It's a minug to light... what's everyone's minug today about lighting candles, usually? It's
however many you forgot.
Right. How many... God. No, how many in the family?
Well, there's that too.
Oh, okay.
Some people do, for every...
Really? I've never heard of that before. So, how does a person remember how many Shabbos they forgot to light? Like, let's say someone wasn't from. That's a lot of candles.
Yeah, I'm just going to do 6,000.
Right? Can you light a menorah just to make it like a bonfire to make it easier? What? Yeah, I don't. I've never heard of that before. Light a candle for every time you miss. What kind of idea is that? On the Shulchan Aruch, is that it? What? I don't think so, did they? I don't remember that in the Machaber. So, okay. So the Shulchan Aruch, but he does say, V'yesh Omrim, Sh'im Master Kodim Shilika, Sh'inim Mekabel Shabbos, Sh'inim Rachazim Baruchu Moel. But that's what he says is better. In other words, what should you do? When you light, you should have a mind not to accept.
Is it possible to in a mice and lighting,
you drop it?
Drop in
and
throw the fire in.
Why not?
So I'm saying you don't make your hands when the fire is going.
Yeah. You mean if you somehow worked out that the candle's here and you drop the match, it'll light it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Then he says, but then he says, in a moel. But then he says, there's according to some shitas. See, that's why it would not include the Baha'i would hold. The fact he says, Yishur Moshe in a moel, the Machaber is telling you there are some shitas who hold that according to Baha'i. Even if my das was not to accept Shabbos, it doesn't matter, because the Maisa is one of accepted. Correct. No, what do you mean? He would say, which concept? The das.
Yeah.
That's the way the Baha'i defined it. The Baha'i never talks about das. The Baha'i just says this. It's you have to be malik near Shabbos. No, here's my. Let me ask you a question. Let's say I'm doing this malacha. Is lighting a near malacha on Shabbos? Is lighting a near on Shabbos a malacha? Okay, according to people who follow the Orthodox religion, the true Judaism. Okay.
Oh, true.
Right. Those who understand that we are different in our existence than the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Those people who say that, right? You ask for it. It's your fault. So anyway, what do you call it? So you agree. So the question is, if it's the action of malacha, so what's the matter? Who cares what my das says? Meaning, if my das says, even though I'm doing an action of malacha right now, it's not to accept Shabbos.
It's not
I don't know. I'm trying to. I don't know. What?
Lights.
No, but it's saying the action of lighting a candle is defined.
The question.
Whose question? The question is: can I have das when I do the maisa? Can I have das to say that the candle's not working for what it's supposed to do?
Where do you get the din that doing the maisa brings out Shabbos? Where is this from?
The maisa laka?
Yeah.
The Baha'i. You don't like the idea. I'm not saying I disagree with you. I'm just saying the Machaber brings down both possibilities.
What's the mechanism?
The bias itself. Even without das. I'll tell you why. Let me ask you a question. Let's say a guy. I'll tell you why. If I'm going down a slide, okay, to go water park, and I go, you never go to water park. Let's say I went to a water park, right? There was a slide, okay. If I say to myself, I'm not going down the slide, does that make any sense? No, because I'm going down the slide. The action of going down the slide is. Going down the slide.
Where's he bringing down the mice effect to Shabbos?
Because he holds near Shabbos. If I light the near Shabbos, now it's Isser Malacha.
Where's he bringing that down? Who says that can bring down Shabbos?
The Baha'i says it.
Where's he get this from?
The Baha'i?
Yeah.
This is what we've been defining all along.
No,
you're just assuming it means the guy is das.
Yes, I'm assuming it means because the
but das. Can you can I ask a question? Let me ask a question. Let me ask this. Let's say not a good example because there's such a thing as Dabrashen and Miskavin. But let's say a guy is digging a hole on Shabbos itself. And as he's digging, he's saying, I am not digging a hole. I'm not digging a hole. He's digging a hole. Yeah.
I don't see this
because
this entire thing is going by
dust
again.
Who's
to say that this lighting is your last light?
Fine. Okay, you know what? I agree. I agree with you, by the way. I don't like that shita, but he brings it down.
Okay.
Just reading the facts.
I understand that, but I'm saying, I just assume that it's because of dust, because the bottom says it's best.
You're right, and I would go with that assumption also. What do you mean? No, where did? Thank you. I don't know. Okay. So then he says, that's why I like doing a lot of machavers this year. Because this is not the same as a Risha. Different kind of thinking. V'yesh cholkim al bahag. V'omrim she'en kabal shabbos halei b'lachas ni'ar. Ela b'tfilas arvis. She'kemesh amar chazin barchu. Hakol porshim v'lachtan. He says, no. He says, who says, he agrees as an idea of Kabbalah, but he says there are those who argue on the Baha'i and say no, it's through Saint Baruch that you accept Malacha. Now, today we know that's what men rely on. Yeah. Which Gemara?
They
can go all the Shakotari of the Ron. I don't know what. That's their problem. By the way, he says, Uludidan, Kaman Shi Skilu Mizmor Shili Yom Shabbos, Habe Kibarchu Uluditu. So, by the way, so what I do personally. Okay, is I on Erev Shabbos, so I say Mizmor Shir after Mincha. All right, because before Shkia. Why? Because I want to do an action of Kabbalah. See, okay, there's an idea of davening Marv. Sometimes we knock early Shabbos, but there's actually, it certainly appears according to the Rambam and others, that there's an idea that a person should daven even Marv Mibod Yom, okay, on Erev Shabbos. Okay, but the thing is that what do Moshe do today? So you daven Mincha, right, and then they do Kabbalah Shabbos, right? What? Right. Okay. Oh, well. Okay. So originally, what was supposed to happen at Boichala? Originally, it was supposed to take place when? At Shkia. In other words, the whole idea would be is that when you say Boichala, you're actually welcoming in Shabbos, and then you say Mizmor Shir. So it's a perfect time to say it. But today, which is not such a bad thing, today, Kabbalah Shabbos, what real purpose does Kabbalah Shabbos serve today? I'm not putting aside the spiritual benefit. Right. You need time. You want time between Shkia and Seymar. So that's why it kind of got weird. In order to ensure that happens, so what do? So now we daven Mincha close to Shkia, right? And then they go into, in our show, you did Nefesh, and then Kabbalah Shabbos. Then you're far after Shkia. So the question is, when does your Kabbalah take place? Well, if you want to do a Maisa Kabbalah, you'd have to do it before Shkia. Because once it's already past Shkia, guess what? It's already Shabbos. So therefore, in my opinion, a great thing to do would be to say Mizmor Shir before Shkia. I'm just saying, my opinion. Okay. No. Yeah.
Why is it a positive to be a couple like yourself as opposed to be a synonymous way?
That's a good question. That's a whole separate area. The Rav is a big piece on that. This whole idea of our involvement. The difference between Shabbos and Yom Tov is that Shabbos happens no matter what. Yom Tov, we create Yom Tov. Right? But there is still an idea in Shabbos, some sort of kiyum where a person's engaged in accepting. That's a philosophical question. I don't know. It's a good question. What it is about that? I hear that's a good question. All right. So let's just finish this up. Okay. Then he said, then the Ramah says, the Ramah, Mati, love the Ramah. The Minak Sheosa Isha. Hamalekes mikala Shabbos v'halaka im lo shehisna mitchila. Avil tonight believe sagi, right? Aval sharbenei bayis, right? Mutar v'mlachad baruchu. Now that's the most important shita that you can have for today, which is that when mom lights near Shabbos, right, it's not chal on the men of the house. Okay, that's why everyone's allowed to drive to shul after she lights, which is a big chiddush. Because you would think what? You would think it's not a din in the Gavra. You would think it's a din in the household, right? But it's not. I mean, the Ramah says it's not. I don't know. I would think that when a woman lights, she's not lighting just for herself. There's a chiv of having a nair lit for Shabbos. So she, in a sense, she's fulfilling my obligation as well. So I'm tied to her.
Also, we don't have that Judaism that one person
is the rest of the family is not here. It's very unique, right? I know. It's an interesting position that Ramah says, right? Okay. Vikar Allah comes to you of an Irish Malikan al Shulchan, about Lobishar and Irish Rabbias, but Sarah Lania Haneris Makam Shim Malikan, Lola Hadik Makam Zedal Malik, fine. Okay. Okay, now let's get to what we do today by Ner Shabbos versus Ner Hanukkah. Okay. We didn't have to do that. I just want to bring out, it's unclear who we go like today. We go like the Bahag or even for the Mechaber. No. I'm saying so far as what the function of Ner Shabbos is. Okay, look at the Shulchan Aruch number 10.
What about
Moshe Shabbos? What about it? That's a big sugi also.
We do it all first.
And it's a big machlokas. Well, different machlokas.
What if someone's sitting in this room?
There's a sheet to say that. The issue that comes, you know why it seems like you should do Ner Hanukkah first. I'm just saying, I don't want to get into the sugya, but on Moshe Shabbos, you probably should do Ner Hanukkah first. Why? Why would you want to do Ner Hanukkah first? It can't be because of Tadir, right? Well, yeah. In other words, like this. In other words, remember, this is one of those bizarre things that I think we speak about this a little bit on Monday. But Hanukkah is one of those kind of things where, like, kind of Chazal, like, they had to tweak the system a little bit. So first you have an idea where you can light Erev Shabbos and it's still Pursuim Nisa. You also have an idea that even after the Zman of near of Havaka, it's you can't light near Hanukkah until after it says. On Motzei Shabbos? No.
He likes
please don't tell. I know remember, you I never did it in your house.
A whole year ago, I just don't.
Right. Okay.
I could light until people stop walking around.
I know, but when is this man? When are you supposed to start lighting?
Shkia.
Shkia.
Which one he lights?
Right, so you missed that Zman. That Zman's over.
So
the idea is that you want to be as close to that time as possible. That's your light Ner Hanukkah first. Why do people say you shouldn't light Ner Hanukkah first? So the common reason. Anyone know, by the way? Zaka, why do people say you should not light?
You might think you're breaking Shabbos.
Nope.
You might think you should light.
Why you should not light Hanukkah there?
Yeah, why do you light Ner Abdullah? Ner Abdullah first. Because there's an idea of what? I'm not saying I buy this, but this is one reason it's given. No, because then what bracha would you, there's making a Borei Mer'esh then would be lacking. Why do you make a Borei Mer'esh for? It's the, you know what I mean? Like, I mean, that's why they chose. Oh, I forgot to remind you. That's why. That's one of the reasons why. That's why we also end Shabbos with Eish. Mavil is Mavil, but why Eish? Why even Nair? Also, because now you're distinguishing again between Eina Malacha to the world of Malacha now, and you're going to use that thing which is the most creative. Is that a coincidence that he chose a Nair to use on for Abdullah? Yeah.
You told me to remind you about the second, the first Rambam, source 2.
About the Shalom Bias? Well, let me see if we have time to get back to that.
Also,
it's a strange Rambam. Yeah. About that second, okay.
Yeah, that I addressed, yeah.
Okay. Wait, so what does the Mechaber say? He says, on Erev Shabbos, you're Malik Ner Chanukah first, and then Ner Shabbos afterwards. Right? So how do we Paskin? Yeah, so you light near Hanukkah first, and then you light near Shabbos, okay?
Before now
you,
Shabbos.
Before, what?
What are we talking
about? Erev Shabbos, okay? Okay, look at the Magen Avraham, okay? This is an important halacha, all right? So this is how we pass it. The Magen Avraham says, Uvi the Eved, im hidlik shel Shabbos, v'lo kibol Shabbos v'mach Shabboso, yachol d'hadak arkakak. So the Vush brings down. Let's say I was Madak for Shabbos, but I didn't accept Shabbos v'mach Shabbos. I mean, I didn't have positive das, okay? You could still light near Chanukah afterwards, okay? V'nir alibch debeisha hamadlekes kevan shem minog shem mikabel Shabbos behalakasa, right? In kain lo sadlik shuv shel Chanukah el tomer la'acher lahadlik. So this comes up. Let's say a woman lights near Shabbos, okay, and she didn't, and near Chanukah wasn't lit yet, okay? She's allowed to. She should not light near Chanukah herself, but she's allowed to tell someone else to light near Chanukah, okay? Yeah. What's the deal with that?
For us, Yeshiva. Ask
Yaakov.
One person is in his light.
Does somebody use their light?
No, we have.
Can you explain what it is?
What?
Lighting candles.
So one person.
No, forget about that. I just need a little
one person. We need one person to light.
I don't think
somebody needs
a
light.
He's asking a local advice question.
Yeah, so we don't go to hell.
No, it's sheer, sheer, it's sheer.
Oh, hell, it's Christian.
He said it's Sunday morning.
Alright,
let's
get back
to
this.
We need
one
person
lives
here. Yeah.
Why isn't anybody
lighting?
I found
them.
Okay, so
we're
checking that.
We're down here then.
So, take a look at source number 13. What? No, take a look at source number 13.
Put it on the website. Say, we have not a problem.
So, Chacham Avadja, when he writes, is like the longest writer, okay? And his method of Psak is based on basically like, he knows every sheet in the universe, and he has like this big scale, so to speak. And he puts all the sheets on the scale and kind of weighs out. Yeah, basically.
Not at all.
So this tshuva, I cut out most of it. Okay? Like 99% of it.
It looks very keen.
Just to show you how he thinks. But look, but just the issue he brings up, yeah. I'll do that all the time. Look, you'll see. Yeah, he does it all the time. He treats shitas that I would never think that should make it into the normative Mesorah stream. You have to ask him. All right. So look at what he says. Look at the question. He's got a great question. He says, "Erev Shabbos, right?"
He's not going to want to answer my question.
He's in the ground right now. Maybe we should revive him.
On Erev Shabbos during Chanukah, right?
Can you revive him for us?
Guys, listen to this question. On Erev Shabbos, right? During Chanukah. Right, Hayim Efshar the Halik Neros Chanukah of Abayis. Right, the Arachach Olechas Beis Knesses Lispal Mincha Imetzibor. Or I'll explain what he means in a second. Or Adif Lahakim Tfilas Mincha Lishnei Alakas Neros Chanukah. Vavilukish Ein Minam Mispal Lem Yisrach Lispal Mincha Biyichidus. He's got a very very cute question that was asked him. What's the question? The question is, okay, on Erev Shabbos, okay, when do we light Ner Chanukah? Before sunset, right? Now here's the thing. We already are violating the principle that when do you light near Chanukah? After sunset, right? Because you can't. Now the question is, don't you want to light as close as possible to sunset? Right? Okay. So the concept behind that would be is that you're as close to when presuming these should exist. Especially if you want to make sure your candle exists during this Zman Presuming Nisa. So let's say you accept it early Shabbos, like an hour before. And I say it goes out like a half hour before. The Chai Adam holds. The Chai Adam holds that if you lit near Shabbos, right, unless you didn't have time to set malacha, you lit near Chanukah before Shabbos started, and then it went out, you have to relight it.
You have to relight it.
You have to relight it.
I win. Okay, so the question is, so what should a person do? Should a person daven mincha at home, right? Bechidus, learns at the Kiyum Minyan. But this way, he'll light as close to Shkia as possible and then go to Shul from Arab. Or should he light 20 minutes before Shkia, which is what most people do today, right? Although actually, I shouldn't say that. In my Shul, they do a lot of things right in the Shul, a lot of things wrong, a lot of things right. One thing they do is they have mincha. They have an early mincha on the Arab Shabbos. A Hanukkah, which makes a lot of sense. In fact, I think it's two mincha minyan.
My Shul, we still light Hanukkah on the Arab Shabbos.
You don't.
No.
Oh, you're a philosopher.
You know what?
You hold. There's no pesukim in
Nisa. Yeah, there's no
pesukim. Right.
So that's the question: is what's better to do? Is it better to light your near Hanukkah as close to? It's like an important question. But should you light as close to Shkia as possible, or and then lose out on the Kiyum Minyan, or should you daven with the tzibur? But therefore, you're lighting your near Hanukkah very early. So it turns out. Right. You should make a difference. Right. So you, I thought that also. So look what he says. He quotes the Archos HaChaim and the Kolbo. So he says that the Kolbo. No. No. Strike two. So what do they say? They say that according to they bring down that one should a person light, he should light near Hanukkah before Mincha. What? Yeah, it's my davar.
Yeah, you're
I know. It's my davar, though. But he does bring down. He brings down the Prima Gadim, who does say that on Erev Shabbos. It's amazing that she held this way. Prima Gadim held on Erev Shabbos. You should daven mincha at home and then light near Hanukkah. Right. So there's a shita that holds that it's better to daven bichidus, light near Hanukkah close to shkia, and then go to shul. Yeah. Okay. Okay, any questions? No, what do you mean? He says there's two possibilities. He says, what should you do? In my opinion, you should daven, I agree that you should, it doesn't matter when you light near Hanukkah. Because it's already before Shkia, so what's the difference?
Yeah. And then he goes in the whole ramp.